Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We're a little behind because we wasn't feeling so well yesterday, so we got a little bit of a late start. We're on Amud Ayin Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "This is a really we did this already. It's about Mili. We really covered the basis of this Mishnah already, but here we go. Amru Lo, if two Edim say to a Baal, Nichtov Ged L'Ishtecha, should we write a Ged for your wife? Should we get it ready?" The Amar Lahed, and he says, "Yeah, Ksvu, write Amar L'Sofer, tell the Sofer, V'Kasav L'Edim, and write Edim, V'Chasmu, they should sign it." Now, Afal Pi, even though Shekasvuhu, that they wrote it, V'Chasmuhu, and they signed it, V'Nasnuhu, and they gave it to the husband, V'Chasav V'Nasnu La, and then he turns around and gives it to the wife, Hare Get Batal. It is Batal. It is not a Get. Why? Ad Shiyomar L'Sofer Kisov, until the husband says to the Edim, to the Sofer, write it, Ula Edim Chasmo, and to the Edim, sign it. That's not what happened here. What happened here was, two people approached the Baal and said, should we take care of it? He said, yeah, do whatever you have to do. So, the Gemara says, Taima, the reason why this is no good is Delo Amar Tenu, because he didn't say give it. In other words, Ha'amar Tenu, but had he said Tenu, had he said give it, it would have been good. Ha'mani, Mani, Rameiri, Da'amar, Mili, Mimzerin, L'Shliach. Mili will work. In other words, had the husband said, and Rashi points out, it had to be in front of a Beis Din, had the husband said, give it to her, then we will, again, we said this already, then we will do whatever it takes to get that get to the wife. Meaning, write it with Edim. And even though he did it, even though that's Mili, we have to transfer words because but that's okay, according to Rav Meir. Mili can give it over to a Shliach. So when the husband says, go give it. Go give her that get. But there is no get. There is no get. There's no get here. Ah, we'll tell a sofer to go write one. We'll get Edim to go sign it. And we'll do it. And then we'll give it to her. That's okay. Shliach now has to go tell a sofer to go write it. That's fine. Why? Because her mayor holds, Mili, words can be given over via shlichus. Here the problem was, he didn't say that. He didn't say the word tenu. What did he say? Amalahen, Ramalan Kisuvu, right? Go write it. Go write it. So then they went ahead and, you can't do that. Right? Fine. Aim a seifa. But wait a minute. If that's true, the last line of the Mishnah is a problem, because the last line of the Mishnah says, Ad shiyoma l'sofer, kisov, ula edim, chasumu. The last line of the Mishnah says, it's no good until you tell the aid himself, write it, until you tell the sofer, write it, and the edim sign it. Asan l'Rab Yossi, that's Rab Yossi, the Amar who says, Mili l'mimfer l'shliach. The Mili does not work. In other words, you have to hear it straight from the mouth of the husband. The Gemara says, yes. Reisha Reb Meir, Vaseif Reb Yossi. Reisha Reb Meir, Vaseif Reb Yossi. In, yes. Reisha Reb Meir, Vaseif Reb Yossi. Which is something we never want to say.
It's one case.
It's not even that. Exactly. It's a very dochag answer. We're gonna stick with this answer. We're going to stick with this answer. Now we're going to try to undo the answer. Maybe it's... There's no other way to explain this, the Mishnah otherwise. I know, it's not even a different case. I know, it's the same case. But really it's a summary of the Mishnah. So really it's like a new case. It's like two people arguing about the exact same case, which is exactly what's going on here. Two people are arguing about the exact same case. Right? Because we say in the second to last line of the Mishnah, Hareze get batel ad until, as a new person now talking, until you do it the right way. So, right, until you do it the right way, the bottom line of the Mishnah, the last line, that's Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, no such thing as Mili. Therefore, you have to hear it from the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say that on the Daf. You have to hear Mamash from the Baal's mouth. If not, it's a problem. Why? Because those words to go do something can't be given over to with shlichus.
Okay?
Yes, different rules by Matana, different rules. It's going to come up. Shechivim Rabbi Get, that's the next Mishnah. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, no, cooler of Meir he, the whole Mishnah is with Meir. Aye, the whole Mishnah is with Meir, so how come the bottom line, he has a problem of Mili? Why wouldn't it work? V'hachav Mayaskid and Delo Amar Tanu, because he didn't say it. He didn't say Tanu. So of course it's not going to be good according to Rameir. He's got to say that magic word.
He did Tanu.
Well, but he didn't say it. He didn't say it. We said to him.
He gave it back to him. He does it.
What?
You don't have to say Tanu if he's that.
Yes, he does, because the shlichus was written. A husband has to write it himself. So how did this get written?
He said write again.
He said write again. So that can't be transferred over. We're gonna see why in a few minutes. Basically, there's a chashash that we're gonna have wrong people write it, and maybe the husband wants certain people to be edim, and they're gonna have machmanus on the sofa. How can we had this already? He was left out.
The husband wasn't involved in the Nesina. It was the Shriach who was doing the Nesina. Here he's giving it to him, and he's doing that. So why does he have to say, give her, if he's giving her? You know what I mean?
Right, so Rashi says that when you say the word Kisvu, you bedafka want these people. So they can't have someone else write it. That's the problem. That's why you have to have Tanu. Yeah, Kisvu! So me? I'm not a sofer. I'll get the sofer to do it. That's a problem. When he says Tanu, he's not into details. You go take care of it. How it gets done, not interested. Then you can go hire whoever you want. Because it's not a Mealy problem. But once you say Kisvu, yeah, you go do it. Me? I'm not a sofer. What am I going
to
do now? Yes. Yeah.
I mean, just Kisvu instead of Kisvu with Tanu?
Right. So when you say Kisvu, you're pointing at somebody. Yeah, go write it or get it for my wife. So the guy says, I'm not a sofer, I can't write it. So he's not allowed to transfer that over to someone else. The husband said, you write it. But when the husband says to you, go give it to her, what do you mean by that? He must have meant, it's a machlokas. According to her, he must have meant, all right, I can go hire whoever I want now. He asks, what about the details? He doesn't care about the details. It's a problem of Mealy? No, it's not. Mary says, no, not a problem. And by the way, and Rashi explains that this had to be said in front of three people. So it's a Bezdin. Now the Bezdin will appoint, they become like a Bezdin to appoint themselves whoever they want. And according to Biosi, no, it's a Mealy problem. You can't transfer words. That's what's going on. We had this already. It's all repetition. Now, Ihachi, if that's true, that the second line, that the whole thing is Reb Meir, and the problem of the second line is he didn't say Tanu, then Ihachi, Ad Shiyoma Tanu Boyle. We should have said, the problem is, because he didn't say Tanu. And what did we say the problem is? We said the problem is that he didn't say it straight out. That's not the reason it's no good. Ela, Hachamai Eskinan Delo Amar, Delo Amar Libei Tlosa. You know what? There weren't three people in the room. As we said before, Rashi said, according to Rameir, the only way this will work is if there are three people in the room. There weren't three people in the room. Ihachi Yachi Amar Shlosha Miboyle. Then it should have said that. But if there'd be three people, it would be a problem. Eli, you know what? You're right. I don't have an answer to that question. Kula Rabbi Yosihi. The whole thing is Rabbi Yosi. V'hacha B'mayaskinon. You know what's going on here? Rabbi Yosi held, there's no Mili. Second, in the opening line, it seems to work. It doesn't work. But the reason it doesn't work is because Hachamayiskin Delo Amar Imru, because we said this already. Also, according to Rabbi Yosi, Mili doesn't work. But if the Baal says, I say to tell Reuven, Reuven's a sofer in down the block, then it'll work. Why? Because it was specifying a certain person. We're not just saying, go do it. So if you say that, that'll work. And that's why this Mishnah is no good, because he didn't say that line. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Achi Amar Imru Boyle. Then we should have said that the reason why it's no good is because he didn't say that line. He didn't say, Amar Imru, I tell him to tell him. V'od, also, Mi Modu Rabbi Yosi V'Amar Imru. Rabbi Yosi even agree to that? V'atnan, but we learned, Kasav Sofer V'Aid Kasher. This is a Mishnah we're going to have in 2 weeks. If you write a get, sign a get with an aid, it's kosher. V'amar of Yirmiyah, Chasam sofer shaninu. You and one sofer signed the get. V'amar of chista, mastis and mani. Who is the author of that Mishnah? That's Rabbi Yossi he. It's Rabbi Yossi. The Amar who says, mili lo mimsrin l'shliach. There's no such thing as mili. So the only way this sofer is ever going to write a get, I'm sorry, the only way the sofer is ever going to sign it is if he was told. Because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. What's a sofer signing a get for? There's no such thing as mili. So how's that sofer signing a get? The answer is, the husband told him. By the way, you be a sofer, and you can sign it. Now, the E, that's standard Rabbi Yossi. But now it's saying that if it's Ba'amar Imru, Rabbi Yossi would agree. If Rabbi Yossi would agree, you have a terrible, terrible result that's going to happen. If Rabbi Yossi holds that the husband can tell somebody, to tell somebody else, it's okay, you could sign it. If that's true, then nafik minei churba. There'll be a churban here. You know why? The zimnan, the amar lehu l'shnayim. The husband's going to say to two people, amru l'sofer, go tell that sofer, the yichtov, to write the get. Uploni uploni the yichtamu. And you two guys will be the edim. Umishum the kisufa the sofer, but they're going to have rachmanis on the sofer. Because the sofer's going to say, well, only to write the get, he trusts me. I can't be an aid. I'm not good enough to be an aid. What am I, a gambler? I sell shviyas. What's the matter? I'm not good enough to be an aid? So he's going to be all upset. They're going to have Rachmanas on the aid. And what are they going to do? On the sofer. And they you know what? You can really sign. The husband told me it's okay. What's the other one doing here? He just came along for the ride. It's okay. You can sign. And the sofer, Chayshi, Umechas Milei. Ubalo Amar Hachi. The husband never said that. The husband never said that. So the same problem of Mili, but Amar Imri doesn't really help. You know what? Rebbe doesn't even hold that. So this Mishnah can't even be Rebbe Yossi. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela machvarta, reisha rameir, v'sefer Rabbi Yossi. You're right. It can't be Rabbi Yossi. So what? We're back to the old answer. There's two authors of this Mishnah. One's rameir and one's Rabbi Yossi. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, no, kula Rabbi Yossi. It really, the whole thing could be Rabbi Yossi. V'lo mibayak Amar. And the Mishnah's written as a stage of, I don't even have to tell you that, even that. Lo mibaya heched lo mar tenu. Of course. It won't work if you didn't say tenu. Why? Because if you said to certain people, go take care of it, those people can't delegate it to others. They're the shliach. They can't delegate it to others. They don't have the power. Ela afilu amar tenu lo. Even if you said tenu, right? In other words, the husband says to some guy, you take care of it. What about the details? The guy can take care of it. So he could hire people and go get Adim and go get a sofer. Even that, Yossi doesn't agree with that. V'lo mi baya hecha de lo amar li beit tlatza. For sure that won't work if there's no three people. El afilu amar li beit tlatza lo. But let's say there's three people in the room. So Rabbi Yossi will hold, it's not a bezdin. Can't bezdin appoint whoever they want to take care of things, to take care of people's affairs? The answer is no, he doesn't hold like that. V'lo mi baya hecha de lo amar imru. For sure it won't work if they don't say Amar Imru. El afilu Amar Imru namilo. It won't work either. No matter what, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such thing as mili. It does not work at all. So if you say to somebody, you write a get, and the guy says, I'm not even a sofer, how can I do this? Doesn't make a difference. You've got to go learn. Or tell the husband, I can't do it. There's no way that a shliach can appoint the words of a baal to a second shliach. That's reflected in this Mishnah twice to teach you that how far Rabbi Yossi takes his opinion. Even if you have other things that might make it work, you have a Bezdin, Amar Imru, none of that works. Tani Kavasei de Rav Ashi. We have a Brice that supports Rav Ashi. Kasav Sofer Lashma. If a guy writes a get Lashma, writes a get Lashma. He has the right woman, the right man, everything's Lashma. The Chasmu Edim Lashma, and they sign it Lashma. Afalpi, even though shekasvuhu v'chasmuhu, they write it, they sign it, v'nasnu lo, they give it to him, v'nasnu lo, he then hands it to his wife, hare get batel, it's no good. Ad sheyishma'u kolo sheyomar l'sofer, they have to hear, the sofer has to hear from the voice of the husband, kasov, to write it, ula edim chasmu. And the edim have to hear that he wants them to be signatories. And the Gemara just points out, yishma'u, they have to hear it. They have to hear it. There's no such thing as Amar Imru. Some said that Rabbi Yossi held that by Amar Imru it'll work. Absolutely not. And what does it mean, kolo? Why the voice? to exclude or the opinion of Kahana Amar Rav. What was that? That's yesterday. Yesterday we said that if the husband is a cheresh, he's deaf, but he could demonstrate das with writing, we'll allow such a get to be written with remiza. And he said, no, that doesn't work. There was no call there. There was no voice. Right? There was no voice. So they're arguing, he's pointing out that this brisa does not support Rav.
But even according to Rav, it's only by a drabana marriage.
Right, so maybe even by a drabana marriage, they wouldn't agree with it. You're right. Maybe even by a drabana marriage, they wouldn't agree to it. So Rabban told me yesterday that he had a get cheresh. He had it last year. They got married mid-drabanan. They got divorced. He says they made two gets. He did it with remiza, and then the bezin themselves, is that bichumrus later on from the Rishonim and the Achronim, the bezin themselves got together and gave her a get on behalf of him. So they're covering all the bases, you know. So that's you learn the Gemara. Like, okay, Lamaisa, what happens when somebody has this case? So they go through it and they take care of it. Okay. Next, says the Mishnah. Zegite, this is also, we really did this already, like way back in the beginning of the Masechta, like a Daf Yud something. We really did this already. But here it's more fleshed out. Try to figure out sometimes why Rabbi Chaim Nasi, how the Mishnah is, like why is this in the seventh parak, this Mishnah, like the Mishnah or previous, like the basics of, we had a whole huge chunk in the middle where we totally went off a tangent about Eidim, about Avadim, and Pidyon, and all these, and things that were done for the Tikkun Olam. And now, like, we're back to real meat and potatoes of Gittin. Zed Gitech, this is the husband says, this is your get im Macy if I die. Now everybody will die, as far as we know. Everybody will die one day. So I'm not exactly sure what he means. Maybe he means he's sick. So I'm gonna die I'm not really gonna get over this. Right? Either way, it's not gonna be good anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. But what does he mean if I die? Everybody's gonna die. So that's what it must mean. Most say it means he's sick, or he's not well, or he's elderly. So anyway, it's not going to last so long. Or zeg gitech micholi zeh. This is your get because I'm going to die from this illness. Zeg gitech achar misa. This get should take effect after I die. Lo amar klum. It's nothing. Doesn't work. You can't give a get after misa. Rashi points out, which is going to come up in a few minutes. You can give a different kind of shtar achar misa. For example, that field will be yours after I die. That will work. As a matter of fact, Rashi will say, the field is kona right now, the peiros might be kona. One is kona right now, and then one is kona when you die. But there's also such a thing as two stages when it comes to a get, so there's no way for this get to be chal after you die. However, im meisi me'achshav, right? One second, lower my klum. Mehayom im meisi me'achshav. Mehayom, from today, im Macy, if I die, or me'achshav im Macy, then I raise a get. That's a get. Why? Because you're saying, if I die, the get is chal right now. Right? So if I die next year, the get is chal from today. The next mishnah is going to say, if you say such a lashon, then you can't be havichud with her. All these rules are going to kick in if you make such a tanai. Because when you die, everything backdated becomes the divorce. So you're gonna your behavior is gonna have to change. Why would somebody say this? I don't know. But it's just in Lamdas, this is gonna happen. That's the next mission, that's tomorrow. It's today's daf, but we're not gonna get to it until tomorrow. Mehayom ul achar misa, from today until after misa. Now what is that? That we're not sure what that means. But from today after misa, what kind of lashon is that? So that is already get the eino get. That's already with the suffix. We're not sure if that's a get or not. So therefore, if the husband dies, choletzes v'lomus yabemeth. There has to be chalitza, we cannot allow yibam. It could be she's divorced. If she's divorced, she's not allowed to marry her brother, her husband's brother. That's if you're of kares. We're not sure. So we'll force the brother to give chalitza just to be safe. Zed giteich mehayom. This is the get from today. Im meisi micholi zeh. If I die from this disease, the Amad, and he gets up, the Halach Bashok, and he goes to the marketplace, all Baruch Hashem, he's all better, then the Chala Umeis, and then he dies. He gets sick and he dies. So Omdom, we evaluate. Omdom also, Im Achmas Choli Harishon Meis, Harei Zeget. If the reason why he got sick and right and got a relapse, is it because of that first illness? That it's a good get? Because he submitted a condition like that. But imla, if it's a brand new thing, a brand new disease, then ain't no get. It won't be a good get because he didn't die from that illness. So you have to call the doctor and decide what was the cause of his death. Yeah. What? Yeah. Alma, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Im Meshi, if he says, if I die, kila achar misa dami. It's as if it's after death, and it doesn't work. Right? V'hadar tani, but then the second part of the Mishnah says, mehayom, from today, im Meshi, if I die, it's good. Me'achshav, im Meshi, from now, it's good. Alma, what do you see? Im Meshi, if he dies, lav kila achar dami, misa dami. It's not like after death. But the Mishnah and Abaya is going to point out, Amar Abaya, no. Im Meshi, the words im Meshi, shtei loshonos mashma. It could go both ways. Mashma me'achshav, it could be mashma from right now, u'mashma kila achar misa. And it could be mashma achar misa. How do you know? If you said the word hayom. It's very simple. Amale me'hayom, if you said from today, right? From today, if I die. Then what happens? When you die, the get gets backdated to today. Kimanda amala me'achshav dami. Right, it's as if you said that the get is chal right now. Lo amar lo mehayom. If you don't say the word hayom, kimanda amar lo lachar misa dami. It's as if you said it after death. Exactly what we said in the Mishnah. No chiddush there. So if you say both lashonos mehayom lachar misa, the get is chal today. It's a tonight. When I die, the get is chal right now. If you don't say that lashon, then the get is only chal after you're dead. But after you're dead, you can't. You have no power to make a chalos on this get, and therefore it doesn't work. Yeah. It's like Aleph Beis. It's like, right? It's like Mamash in the Mishnah. It's nothing's fleshed out. I know. It's Mamash like Aleph Beis in the Mishnah. It's like something Rashi would say.
But Abai's answer, though, even
doesn't. Abai's answer is such Aleph Beis of the Mishnah.
Death, but only be
because it's modified by Hayom. Yes. It's modified by Mehayom. So Mehayom modifies it. It may see backdates it to today. The day is giving it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I know. Next. This gets a little complicated. Zed Gitech im Meshi lo amar klum. If someone said, Zed Gitech, this is my get im Meshi if I die, what is the halacha? He doesn't say anything. Amar Rav Huna v'chol letes. Rav Huna says, yeah, not so fast. You have to get chalitza. Why? Because Rav Huna says, I have a suffix. Is that really nothing? Is it really nothing? It could be it's a shemitza forget, and therefore I'm going to require chalitza. Says the Gemara, v'halo amar klum katani, but it says it's nothing. The Mishnah says it's nothing. Why are you bringing Rav Huna? Why are you bringing up chumras for? The Mishnah says nothing. So the Gemara says, no, lo amar klum di surah la'amba. No, it's nothing that it's usur, but li'ibim nami isura. But I'm not sure about yibim. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. V'hamid the seifa choletes. But in the seifa, we had a case where there is a chalitza. Right? In the seifa, what was the safest case of chalitza? When you said, mehayom ul achar misa. We didn't know what that meant. So we said, there you have to get chalitza because you have a suffix if it's a good get or not. Michlal, the resha, yibuminami miyibma. It must be that in the resha, where you said, zegideh im mesi. That's nothing. If that was something, the Mishnah would have said that's nothing even regarding Gibum. In other words, by the fact that the Mishnah only says one case, like five cases in this Mishnah, and only one time the Mishnah said, do I have a problem with Chalitza? Obviously, all the other times, there was no issue of Chalitza. There was no suffix. It's barely nothing. Rav Huna comes along and says, oh, Choletes. Who said that? The Mishnah.
That makes sense if you think about it.
Why?
If he goes and makes it again, why would he do it retroactively? Wants to make sure that she doesn't go and fall to Khalid.
I understand. 100%. What? But it's not a retroactive case. It's the case, it's the opening line. Zegitech im Meshi. Zegitech im Meshi. This is your get if I die. And we said it must mean that you're going to die soon. This is your get if I die. What's the suffix? Rav Huna says he has to get Khalid, the suffix, maybe it's a good get. So we said, yeah, but the Mishnah said it's Lo Amar Klum. Yeah, he meant Lo Amar Klum regarding Isurim, but we're not sure about Yibum. But then the Mishnah says, yeah, but we have a case on the Mishnah that says that there's a case of Chalitza. Mehayom ul achar misa. If you said from today and after Misa, so what do you mean by that? Is it backdated or not? We have no idea. Chol etzes. But so the Gemara says, but the Mishnah said that on the opening line. The Mishnah knew there's such a thing of chalitza. There's such a suffix. And when the Mishnah had a suffix, the Mishnah had a suffix. Here, the Mishnah didn't have a suffix. Rav Huna, where are you coming up with a suffix? So the Gemara is going to answer. Rav Huna, it's a machlokes tanoim. And Rav Huna is holding like a different Tana, not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah held there is no suffix. But there's a Mishnah, there's a Tana out there. His name is Rav Yossi. He held there is a suffix. And therefore, Rav Huna is holding like that Tana. In Echanami, our Mishnah has no suffix. Rav Huna is just pointing out, by the way, I have a different Tana. Who would argue on this Mishnah? And would hold that there is a suffix. We're not sure what that Lashon means. Why are we not sure? The machlokas where this comes up is, so the Gemara says, Masnisen Kirabanan. Yes, our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Rav Huna, the Amar, Kirab Yossi. And Rav Huna holds like Rav Yossi. Where does that come up? It comes up in an entirely unrelated context in Baba Basra. There's a machlokas, the best way they could say it is, Rashi will say it. Rashi of Kirabanan. You see the Rashi Kirabanan? Pliga lehad Rabbi Yossi b'yesh noflin. They argue in yesh noflin. It's in Baba Basra. Dekatani hakosev kol nechasev livno. If somebody writes all his nechasim to his children while he's alive, tzarech sheyichtov mehayom ula achar misa. V'i lo havele matana la achar misa. And if you don't write that, it'll be a matana after misa, which there's no such thing. V'hachanami get la achar misa. So too is a get la achar misa. Rav Yossi, in other words, if you write such a lashon like that, just like the get, if you write a lashon like that, we said is a suffix, so too the Rabbanan hold that same idea by Matan. Rav Yossi says, no, if you write a shtar like that, not a get, a shtar like that, that says, look at the next Rashi, Rav Huna, Kirab Yossi, the Omar. Hasam, ain't a tzara. You don't have a problem over there. The ka savar, zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The date in the shtar, right? You're giving a present to somebody, or you're selling them something. There's a date on that shtar, right? The date on the shtar mochiach alav, the mehayom nosan lo es gufakarka. That it backdates to today. Vaperos. Vaperos yachulu b'chayav. The imlanosan lo guf meyakshav, lama nifta, zman shtar hatmatana. What do you put a date in there for? If you say, I am giving this to you, from today, la'achar misa, and it's dated September 21st, and the guy dies October 21st. So according to the Rabbanon, there's no transfer. Why? Because you said, I'm giving it to you, la'achar misa. What does that mean? There's no such thing. You can't transfer something after you're dead. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's transferred from right now. Then why'd you write achar misa? Oh, I'm keeping the guf. The guf hakarka transfer to you, but the parents I'm keeping till I die. Now, there is no dichotomy like that by Gittin of parents and guf. So says Rav Huna, I'm going to take Rav Yossi's shita there by land and apply it here. When you say, mehayom la'achar misa, isn't a get dated? A get is dated. The date of the get is mochiach, that it takes place right now. You don't even have to say mehayom, 100%. That's why, in the opening line of the Mishnah, Zeh Gitech Im Meisi, have a suffix. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, when I hand you the get, when the husband hands the wife the get today and says, Zeh Gitech Im Meisi, this is my get if I die. She's going to die in a month. The date of the get demonstrates that the get takes effect right now. Just like, by the case of the gift, the date of the gift document demonstrates the gift takes effect right now.
Takes effect meaning what?
Meaning
now?
So when it comes to a gift, Rashi explained the Gemara there says in Baba Basra that it means I'm giving you the land right now. The land you get right now. The payros you have to wait till I die. Now there's no such, you can't split up the woman like that. So therefore the whole thing is right from right now. The whole woman is freed from right, she's divorced from right now. It's built in to the shtar. Otherwise, why would he date a get? Now, although we're short of ask, we have other reasons why we date a get.
Right.
We date a get, so you don't want to save your sister-in-law, or for payros. What's going on here? He's taking a derabanan takana and giving it such an unbelievable koach.
So when they went out
also, you mamish comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing matanos to get, to gittin.
So when they went out to war,
yeah,
what did they do?
They wrote a get in advance. They wrote a get out tonight. No, the Tosfos there says they wrote a real get. They wrote a real get, which was one of the problems with Kahanim. They wrote a real get. They were fully divorced. It was all understood that if they came back, they wouldn't marry other people. The Kahanim, maybe the Kahanim didn't go to war. I don't know about the Kahanim. The Gemara asked that over there. What about the Kahanim? Yeah, but that was a real get. That was a real get. It wasn't on tonight. That was a mamish get. What? Right, when they went to war, they would write a get. But that was a, what? David HaMelech says that. What? Yeah, because it was an unwritten rule that you weren't going to go take someone else's wife.
But if it was a real get, it was done already. Why was he punished for that?
Because David HaMelech was judged very, very highly. He's a very, very holy person. Okay. He was judged with a microscope. And if you make an unwritten rule that you're going to go back to the same women, and he didn't, so he's judged. He's held accountable for that.
Okay.
Right, right. It's very interesting because really, so we're going to say that Rav Huna had a suffix that it's different over here because here you're giving the get but you're saying something different. Giving her the get's dated from today, but you're telling her it's not chal till I die. Would Rav Yossi say shita even then? That Rav Huna had a suffix about. That was Rav Huna's suffix. So the Gemara says that's what Rav Huna meant by chaletes. I'm not sure what the halacha is over here because I know Rav Yossi said this. Fine, our mission doesn't say that, but Rav Yossi said it, and therefore I have a suffix. So the Gemara says that. The Amar, again, the Amar of Yossi, the Amar, Zmano shall get mochiach alav. The Zman of the get is mochiach. So the Gemara says, E, Rabbi Yossi, chalitza na'amelo tibaya. So you shouldn't even need chalitza. Why shouldn't you need chalitza? Because she's certainly divorced. According to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that the get is dated demonstrates that when you give the get today and say it's not chal till after I die, she's divorced from today. What's the chalitza? According to the time, it should be the machalka should be katz al katz. According to the Rabbanon, it's not a get, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's 100% a get. What's the Huna's middle ground here, chalitza? So the Gemara says, "Chitema mesaklel Rav Huna ihilchasak Rav Yossi lo o einhilchasak Rav Yossi." If you want to tell me that Rav Huna wasn't sure if he passed like Rav Yossi or not, and therefore he's saying do chalitza misafek, that can't be because we have a story that Rabbi Bar Avua Cholash, he got sick. On all the Gabay, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, they went to go visit him. So Amale Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, by my name, Rabbi Bar Avua, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Oyin Alacha. Please go ask Rabbi Bar Avua, do we pass on like Rabbi Yossi or not? So Amale, he answered back, Time of Rabbi Yossi Loyadana. I don't even understand Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Halacha, by my name. I should ask if we hold like that. I don't even understand it. So Amale, he said, well, at Boyimine, you go ask halacha. You go ask whether we pass like that. V'taymi the Rabbi Yossi, and I'll tell you the reason. So Boyimine, Amale Hachi Amarach Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We do like Rabbi Yossi. That's the halacha. So don't tell me Rav Huna had a suffix about it. He didn't have a suffix about it. And Labasa Denafak, after they left the sick person, Amale Hayna Taimer Rabbi Yossi. You know what Rabbi Yossi's reason is? Dikasavar Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiach Halav. The Zman of the Shtar is Mochiach. So that can't be his suffix. So why is it chalitz? It should be nothing. It should be completely a good get. Ella Mesaptele, he had a suffix. E Amar Rabbi Yossi Balpeh, E Lo Amar. He had a suffix whether here it's Balpeh. Here it's Balpeh. By the case of the gift, you're giving a gift to somebody, you're giving him the shtar, right? And it says in the document that it's only chal after death. It says that in the document. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? You get the land right now. And the payros, you have to wait till the death. Because it says it in the documents. Rabbi Yossi holds the shtar itself, the date on the shtar, is mochiach, that is taking effect right now. But since you wrote a funny lashon after I die, so we split the payros in half. But here, there's no such document like that. Those words are not in the get. You had a regular get to your wife. You hand it to her. It's dated today. But you make a say. You say to her orally, it's not chal till I die. That was Rav Yehuda's suffix. Rav Yossi's cheat to even apply then? That I don't know. Right? It's a big chiddush to transfer this to Gittin. The whole thing is a chidushim. This already had a suffix. That I don't know. So the Gemara says he didn't even have a suffix about that. What kind of suffix is that? Vatnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Harezeh giteich. Here's your get. Im lo ba'asi mikan v'yud beis chodesh. As long as if I don't come back for 12 months. Umeis besoch yud beis chodesh. But then he died in the middle. So we hold ain't a get. It's not a get. Why? Because he didn't have the potential to come back. So it's not a get. The 12 months didn't pass while he was alive. But Tani Allah, Rabosenu, and the rabbis that talked about it, Hitiruha Lihinase, they let her get married. Va'amri man rabboseinu, who are those rabbis who let her get remarried? Amar v'yehuda amar Shmuel, bedina d'shari mishcha. It's the same basin that permitted oil of akum. There was a one time, this is like the only time in Shas, where they made a gzeira, and they themselves undid the gzeira. The rabbanon made a gzeira. We know there's a halacha, you're not allowed to eat, putting aside details, which I'm not going to discuss, it's very complicated, you're not allowed to eat the bread of a guy, or the milk of a guy, right? Those were takanos that they made because they didn't want to engender too much association with goyim. So staples of life, bread, wine, milk, right? The staples of life don't have anything to do with goyim. They also made it there on oil. Same thing with oil. It's one of the staples, especially in the olden days. But then they undid that gzera. It was a gzera that the Klal Yisrael couldn't hold from it. They weren't able to get for whatever reason, they couldn't get their own oil. So, what?
Smell.
They couldn't do it. So they undid that gzera. This is the same bad thing that permitted this woman to get married. So fine, that's all. It's a side point. V'savar la k'Rabbi Yosi, and they held like Rabbi Yosi. The Amar zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The zman is mochiach. In other words, when he gave this get, it said a very funny thing that it's not chal for 12 months. No, it's chal right now. It's chal right now. Why is it chal right now? Because we hold like Rabbi Yosi that the shtar is mochiach. So the Gemara says, Ela mesapkale I halacha k'Rabbi Yosi bal peh. Oh, ain't halacha. Fine. But he had a suffix. Do we really paskin like that? Halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara says, we mean mesapkale, but do we have a suffix about that? V'amar Rava. Rava said, hareze giteich im meisi. If someone says, here's your get if I die. V'sha'ani meis. And that I will die. Hareze get. It is a good get. Why? Kisha omeres, but ukisha omeres ula achar misa. Oh, I'm sorry. Ukisha amos. Kisha amos ula achar misa. Then ain't that get? So now, hechidami, what are these cases here? Ilei mada amar la mehayom v'rabanan. If you said from today, and we're holding like the rabanan, that there's no such kula, that the date is mochiach anything, tzricha l'meimar? That's our Mishnah. V'atnan mehayom emesi arei zaget. That's our Mishnah. What's Rav saying? Anything chiddush? Ele must be lav delo amar la mehayom. He didn't say the word mehayom v'rabbi Yosi. And it must be the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. And how did Rava start off by saying, Hareze get, it's good. So they go, Shema mina halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So we see we do all like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, no, la Rava pshitale, la Rav Huna mesapkale. Yeah, fine. Rava knew, but Rav Huna still had a suffix. So, why did Rav Huna say choletes and not say it's certainly a good get? Because Rav Huna had a suffix. Rav Huna had a suffix Rav Huna had a suffix if we hold like Rabbi Yosi, where there were oral accompaniment to the giving of this get. That we don't have in Baba Basra. The case of the Matana did not have that. And Rav Huna was not sure if we passed like Rabbi Yosi. Rav was certain, Rav Huna wasn't. Therefore, mi suffix, Rav Huna said to give a chalitza. V'i bayis ema, or you could say, la'olam da'amala mehayom, v'rabanan. Really, Rav's case could be that he said hayom, and it's the Rabbanan. What's the Chiddush? Vahani lishni itzvachale. The other Lashonos. Shani meis, kim meisi dami. That if you say a funny Lashon, Shani meis. What does that mean? Shani meis. That I am dead? That I am going to die? No, that's the same thing as saying, im meisi, if I die. Kisha amus is la'achar misa dami. It's as if I said after death. So Rav's Chiddush was different variations of how you can get to the same Lashon. That's all. Now, v'ikad demasti lo aseifa. There are some that learned Rav Huna's statement of chalitza on the seifa. In other words, I told you that Rav Huna said that when did he say chalitza? On the opening line of the Mishnah. Ze giteich imesi. Now we're going to say that it's not the line that Rav Huna was referring to. He was referring to the next line. Ze giteich la'achar misa. It's the third one in the case, the Mishnah starts off with three cases that are no good. Now we're saying it's the third one. Zed giteich la'achar misa, choletes. What? What is it? V'ikad demasti la'aseifa. Zed giteich la'achar misa, lo amar klum. Nothing. Amar Rav Huna, ulodive Rabbi Yosi, choletes, pshita. It's obvious that in that case, Rabbi Yosi would hold chalitza. Why? This is hard. Mid the seifa, the rabbanon choletz says, if in the seifa, the rabbanon holds chalitza, reisha nami, Reisha Namil or Rabbi Yossi Choletzes. The Reisha also Rabbi Yossi would hold it's Choletzes. Why? The case that the Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah is Chalitza. The case was if someone said Mehayom ul Achar Misa. Mehayom ul Achar Misa. What's the halacha? Rabbanan said Choletzes. The Rabbanan don't hold of the issue of the Mehayom backdating anything. They don't hold from that. And they still held that when it says mehayom, it means ul'achar misa, it means choletzes. So for sure, Rabbi Yossi, who does backdate gittin shtaros that have dated it, for sure would hold that when you say zegiteich la'achar misa, since the word hayom is implied, of course he would hold choletzes. Of course he would. That's pshita.
Why would he know if she's divorced?
What? I think the Gemara's going to ask that question. So, Mahu de Tema, I would think, the Rabbi Yossi Baha Kerebi Svirale, the Rabbi Yossi holds like Rebbe de Amar Get Ma'al Yahave. It's a good get, exactly your question. The Chalitza Namilo Tibai, and you don't even need Chalitza, Kamash Malan Delo Rebbe Savala Kerebi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Yossi Savala Kerebi. No, there's still one more wrinkle, which is Rebbe. What's Rebbe? Rebbe lo sarvalak Rebbe Yossi, dekatoni kazeh get lima'ute de Rebbe Yossi. They don't hold like each other. That in such a case that Rebbe said, Rebbe Yossi didn't agree. For Rebbe Yossi lo sarvalak Rebbe, dekatoni kazeh get lima'ute de Rebbe. They didn't hold like each other. The Rebbe, my, what's Rebbe's case? The Tanya. Mehayom ula achar misa, get ve'eno get, divri chachamim. Rebbe Omar, kazeh get. That's a good get. Rebbe Yossi, Maihi. So why exactly does Rabbi Yossi not hold like Rebbe? Not sure.
What's the third opinion? Either.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or it's not a get.
Right, I'm not sure.
What's a suffix get?
Suffix get. Now, what's Rabbi Yossi Maihi? What's Rabbi Yossi's case, which Rebbe didn't agree with? Ditnan. Kisvu v'tnu get l'ishti. In labasi mikan v'yud beis chodesh. Then what we say? Kisvu v'tach yud beis chodesh. V'nasna l'acha yud beis chodesh. Eino get. Rabbi Yossi omar kazeh get. That is a good get. Why? Again, because Rabbi Yossi backdates everything to the day it's written. The date of the get. So in that case, it will be good. So I'm not exactly sure now what Rebbe's sheet really is. What exactly does Rebbe hold? I'm not exactly sure. Rashi says that Rebbe holds that it's a machlokes. Right? Rebbe said, wait one more minute. The Amar Lekamon, get who upolig ad Rabbanon v'kasavar tanahu, it's a tanai v'hol ashkechon the Rebbe, polig, emer Rebbe Yossi nami polig, dashmein in lei demekel batanai. Right, we know that Rabbi Yossi is very makel. So that's why it had to say Chalitza, because he didn't agree with Rebbe that it was certainly good. Why would Rabbi Yossi hold like that? Maybe even Rabbi Yossi holds it's a suffix by Gittin. Maybe the comparison to Baba Basra was a little too far. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Tomorrow we're going to have Daf at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. sharp. Daf is 6.